Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 5th of November 2025. Today's topic is Murmuring Multitudes. Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 to 12. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Verse 12. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. The term murmuring multitudes reflects on the cautionary tale of the Israelites in the wilderness, as described in 1 Corinthians 10 verses 5 to 12. The repetitive grumblings of the Israelites serve as a warning against discontentment and ingratitude. Despite witnessing miracles, they fell into a pattern of complaining, leading to grave consequences in their lives. This narrative urges reflection on the attitudes of youths today towards life's challenges. The passage highlights the need to avoid the pitfalls of murmuring, emphasizing the importance of maintaining faith, gratitude, and patience during difficult times. By doing so, the youths can steer clear of the destructive cycle of negativity that plagued the Israelites. In modern times, the concept of murmuring multitudes is a good reminder to cultivate a positive outlook to help you appreciate God's blessings amidst hardships. It serves as a timeless lesson on resilience, faith, and the power of gratitude in overcoming adversity. By embracing gratitude and resilience, youths can navigate challenges with strength and grace, avoiding the pitfalls of discontentment. This passage serves as a guiding light towards a path of faith and contentment. Quote for the day: youths can navigate challenges. The challenge for today is, be strong in the Lord. Prayer. O Lord, give me the right disposition in challenges. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.